I know some of you are very proud of your little children. I know the temptation is to, I don't want to use the word showcase. It seems a little harsh, a little glare of the lights. But to share others, to share with others the sense of affection that you have for that little one. And of course, there's a certain sense of accomplishment when that little one is able to talk and interact socially. I understand all of that. Certainly I do. However, I think you must reconsider at what age you allow your child to pick up the phone. On this program, we get calls about what age of dating is appropriate, or what age for a cell phone, what age for driving, what age for going away to college. What age for marrying this guy that I like? But we really don't get the crux of the age question. What age do you allow a child to pick up the phone and talk? What age do you allow your child to socially torture the person calling you? I know there are certain driving forces behind busy parents allowing this to occur. And there's a certain birth order effect that occurs. My oldest children were not allowed to answer the phone until they were approximately, I think, 20. And then I had scripts written out for them. Hello, this is the Garendis. How might I help you? And we practiced that for about 8 weeks with a wooden phone, not connected to anything, so they could, when their big moment came, pick up the phone and not blow it. As more children come into the home, of course, you're allowing your toddler, who can't talk yet, to answer the phone. And pretty soon, you'll allow your child in the womb to answer the phone. I understand this. As the demands get greater, you just don't have the time to walk over to that phone when it's ringing. Fortunately, I have a 9-year-old daughter. 9-year-old daughters answer the phone before the other person is done dialing the 9th digit. No one in our family has answered a phone in the last year and a half. We're simply not quick enough. However, you must remember, there is a person on the other end of that line calling. And that person may need to talk to you. It could be an emergency. It could be that you've won $2 billion in the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes. It could be a radio personality like Drool Mariani, who says, if you call back in 8 seconds, we're going to give you an autographed copy from St. Peter of the New Testament. Authentic. The problem is, when a 3-year-old picks up the phone, oh, hi, honey. Is your mommy home? Here's this. This is Ray, honey. This is Ray. Can you get your mommy? Are you Ray? Yes, I am Ray. Thank you, honey. Why don't you go get your mommy? Is your mommy home? Mommy here. Good. Can you get her? Can you get mommy? Great. Did you go get her yet? Huh? Who are you? No, sweet. I'm Ray, honey. Is Daddy there? Huh? Okay. All right. Could you yell, Mommy? Can you do that? I give you $100. Are you still there, honey? Uh-huh. Okay, good. Yell mommy. Can you yell mommy? You're not mommy. No, I'm not mommy. I'm not mommy. I wish I were so I could pick up the phone, though. Can you get your mommy? She here. Mommy here. Okay, good. Good. Look, kid. Do you take checks? I'll give you $1,000 check. It's important. Potent? See, part of the problem here in trying to make a 3-year-old understand is you got to use 3-year-old words. So if you use emergency, critical, important, $1,000 check, none of it registers with them. You got to use little words and you got to bribe them. Barney says, get mommy. And then you degenerate. I started out that conversation as an intellectual. I started it out as a guy with a whole bunch of years of college education. And by the time I got to the end of that conversation, I was a 2-year-old. Get mommy, honey. Get mommy, please. Get mommy. Get mommy. Mommy. I know that's funny. Doesn't that sound funny, kid? All right. Well, tell your mom that the IRS called. We're auditing her. She's going to owe approximately $4 million. And if she doesn't call us back within 1 minute, we're tripling the interest. And there will be agents at her home in 7 minutes. Can you remember that? It's one thing for a 3-year-old to get to the phone and pick it up. All right, we can allow you some latitude because you're tired. Maybe it's a one-shot deal. The kid just got to the phone. It's not premeditated. However, there is premeditation on your part when you allow a 3-year-old to record an incoming phone message. When I call your house and it rings the obligatory 6 times and then beeps and I hear something like this.
Hi, you reached the Smith home. We're ready to give you a call and you can get this from us. And call us back and see what's that. And then, okay, bye.
I don't know what to say. For all I know, the kid could have said, leave your name and number and you're agreeing to send us $500. Or, we don't know who you are, so we're not calling you back, so don't waste your time leaving a message. I don't know what the kid said. It's kind of like those drive-thrus at Burger King.
Yeah, so I'm going to smoke mine when I'm picking my last restaurant at 7, and I'm going to shank a lot medium size.
How do you know? I think after I quit Relevant Radio, I'm going to get my degree in preschool phone interpretation. I'll sell my services. People will send me a recording of who they received, and I'll say, the little preschooler said, hi, welcome to the Smith's house. We're very happy that you called, but we're not here right now. Can you leave your name and number, and my mom and dad will get back with you very quickly. That's what the kid said. Dr. Ray, how could you tell that? I'm a professional. When in fact, I have no idea what the kid said, but I made it up because nobody knows what the kid said. The parent was standing right there when the kid was doing it, and the parent didn't know what the kid didn't know what the kid said.